What do you call it? So you missed the whole eclipse. You were on a plane?
No, I was here already.
Oh, you landed? Oh, I thought you were on a plane. I mean, did you guys, there was a noticeable difference between before and after, right? It was like, everything was like a shade and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. It was gray outside.
You were actually able to see the eclipse, or at least partial of it?
Yeah, I mean, one of my coworkers had
the glasses.
Those glasses.
I see.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking about buying that just for the future.
Yeah.
You're going to forget where you put it.
I know, and it's going to be one of those things. The next one's only 22 years away, so you're definitely going to forget between now and then.
Dean, do you know when 20,
is it really 22 years away?
For the next one that you can see on the continental U.S., the next fall trip as far as like on the planet for the world is 2026.
The next total eclipse is 2 years from now, but you have to be in Greenland, I think.
I just said 2026.
Oh, I'm down for that.
Oh,
2026 is 2 years from now.
I thought you said like 26 years from now.
No. The one in the United States is 22 years from now. The one for just the planet itself, 2026. Yeah, it's like Greenland, Russia, parts of this country and that country. Yeah.
Now, do you know the number for...
Yeah, that I'll go for.
Now, do you know the number for when the next total eclipse will go over California, Jiaming?
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, that Google didn't tell me that.
2088 or something?
Yeah, no, seriously.
Higher.
What?
Seriously?
Yeah. Can you say...
I'm going to be gone by then.
3,000.
3,000
in the year 3,000,
and it wasn't even a total eclipse here.
Yeah. No, it's not. The next total eclipse in California will be in the year 3,000.
That's crazy.
When was the last one here in California?
Shrug. Gross. I don't think we had it for a long time.
Like, a couple of my coworkers were freaking out. Like they thought it never happens. Like maybe once every 50 years. I was like, no, this has happened all the time. This is like my
This is in medieval times, man. The eclipse is done by God and won't affect our mood. I didn't get superpowers during the eclipse and stuff. You know what I mean? I didn't become Fire Lord or Ozai or something like that. It's not that big a deal.
I also literally had to, because one of them was wondering, like, how does it, like, why is it moving like that? Like, how does it work? Like, are we moving with the moon?
Explain astrology. Like, yeah, okay. Explain the movement of the planets.
Literally had somebody. I was like, okay, you're the Earth.
Yeah.
This person is the Sun. And while they were,
damn it, woman, explain gravity to me. How does gravity work?
I'm the Moon. I was like, I'm the Moon, and I started like circling around her.
What makes it move? What makes it spin? Like, goddamn it!
That can't
be. I mean, it beat my core. Who thought? Let me tell you. At least at least she had an educated question. That beat my other coworker who literally said that she saw on TikTok we had an earthquake today, and we were like, "Really? How bad was it?" It goes 9.5.
Jesus Christ.
We would have all been dead. It was a 9.5. There would have been a tsunami. Like, we would have all been like washed.
You work
away.
With idiots. That's my biggest takeaway. Honestly, my two biggest takeaway from this eclipse is basically this. It's very cool. When I stepped outside, even though we had like maybe not even a quarter, like 1/8 of eclipse, it is very cool. You know what I mean? So that's one takeaway. Mm-hmm. The other takeaway is how far, because we had to go from California to like east of Texas or something like that to get to be in line with it. How far will you actually travel to see like a total eclipse? In my head, I was thinking, even though it's very cool, I think I'd go as far as Vegas. That's about it. You know what I mean? I'm not going past Vegas. It's not that big a deal.
If it's someplace cool, I would go. But yeah, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. Mostly it was covered like, you know, those like what states I would never visit anyway. So yeah, I don't think it's not worth it.
Yeah. Like Iceland, if it's going to Iceland, I would totally go to Iceland. Yeah. I've been wanting to go there anyway. Might as well get a twofer.
What's the next one? Yeah, I think in a group. It's like Portugal, Russia, Netherlands, some of that, some weird spots. But yeah. 2026. I think that's all the BS I have. Is Anna on now?
I think Anna's on now.
I'm Anna. Oh, I thought we were recording.
No, we're just bullshitting.
Oh, we were waiting for you. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is pre-recording.
Ooh. Oh, hey, you know how... You know,
Albert, did you record that?
Yes. You know how I was saying that the next total solar eclipse won't be till the year 3000 for California? No, I was wrong.
Now the game is how far were you off from? How many years?
Let's start with how far along in the in the article was Albert reading.
Oh, please. Okay. Oh, the first couple sentences. I'm going to say he's off by at least 500 years. That's what I'm thinking. 500 years.
Higher.
Off by 1,000.
Jesus Christ.
2,000? 5,000.
No. Earlier, Anna, I was saying, I think California isn't going to get a total eclipse until like the year 3000.
Year 3000 something.
This being the year 2024.
I think I just wanted to say, in the year 3000.
Jesus Christ.
So, actually, the date, oh, do you want to guess the actual date now, according to NASA?
Oh, the other reference, mm-hmm. The other reference point is the next eclipse that will pass the continental, the 448 continental continuous state is 2044 or something like that, right?
Yeah, August 2044.
That's the other reference point.
Montana, North Dakota, and South Dakota.
Yeah. But to pass California, I will say in the year 2100.
Okay. Ruti, what's your guess now?
To pass California, 100% eclipse. Let's see.
Well,
we're in 2024. Total eclipse, right? Like over 90%.
Mm. Yeah.
I would give it. What year are we in? 2024.
My God, the
2072.
Okay, Adam, how about you?
Year 4,000.
Okay.
You can't actually go over the 3,000. Okay, okay.
Oh, we can't? Okay.
No, you can't.
Yeah, because I was
299.
Yeah.
Okay. NASA mapping shows a path of totality crossing California, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, and a tiny part of Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida.
Oh, my God.
The rest of the U.S. will be able to see a partial eclipse on August 12, 2045.
Oh. So if I'm alive, remind me to buy glasses this time.
So it's actually within a lifetime.
I know, right?
Because I never buy the glasses.
Yeah, I never buy the glasses either.
And you weren't even close. You were off by like 900 years or something like that.
What's terrible? Years, like about.
How in old the, will they be in 2045?
This is the year 3000.
I'll be in my 60s, man.
Yeah.
But. That's and then after that,
yeah.
And then after that, the next total
it's year 3000.
Won't be until 2078 and 2099.
I got time to buy glasses.
Now, of course, like I said, like was said earlier, you can the total solar eclipse does happen more often. Just in the U.S., right. We're only talking about the U.S. So, in other parts of the world, you'll be able to see it again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. So now that we're all here, let's go ahead and actually record. Oh, wait, I thought we are recording. Never mind.
Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show, where we talk about the stuff and you're drunk.
Okay.
And you're drunk.
And
do not come here for eclipse news, though. You won't get any facts for that.
And
oh, Lord.
And now. Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show, where we share our opinions on random subjects from interesting news, social topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes, things you've seen or read, what we did, and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
My name is Ruthie.
Oh, this is Johnny.
This is Anna.
Forgot how this thing goes, man.
Wow.
It's all right, vacation, Johnny. You know what I mean?
I know. So, you know, it's funny because I thought you were already on vacation.
I wish.
You're going on vacation?
I wish. Are
you on vacation?
It's a business trip / vacation. Mm. You were here for last week's episode.
You were
right?
Here for the talk about it last week. You remember our podcast meeting?
I literally text you what I want to talk about, and I forget it like 5 seconds later.
That's true.
It's a good move.
That is true too. That is true too.
I don't listen to what you guys say either. It's a good move.
Speaking of vacations, I will mention that right now we're recording is April 8th, and on April 10, or previously on April 10, 2015. The first content on whowhatwearswhy.com was a movie review by moi for The Wedding Ringer.
Which
means that is April 10, 2015 is the birth date of my website. Yay!
Yay! Wow.
Also, on April 19, 2015, the Stuff and Junk Show released their first episode called All About Social Media. With Joya. So, in that regards, in a way, this is kind of like a birthday week for the podcast and for the website. And being that it's like a birthday week, you have a gift. And my gift to myself and for us is to take a week off. So we are recording 4 episodes this week, listeners. They will be shorter than normal because I will be tagging on some flashback episodes from back in 2015. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
With that said, I believe what I have scheduled for the flashback episode for this week is episode 18, released August 3, 2015, titled Weird Things Left in Hotel Rooms, starring Tyler from the Granky Gallery / Most Extreme Dragon Challenge, our mutual friend Donnie, who I normally see at San Diego Comic Con, and this guy called Jia Ming.
Hey now.
This guy, Jia Ming.
Yeah. So,
who now?
Do we know him?
Yeah. So I will tack it on at the end of the episode.
That guy. Of the three you mentioned, I think that guy. I think that's the moneymaker right there. Good Lord. Right. That's the star of the show. Yeah. That's the one who's still here. Last man standing. So say what you will. Make all the jokes you want, but I'm still here, apparently. You know what I'm saying? Right. Where are those other two? That's what I'm asking. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
They're smart. They got the hell out of town. You know what I'm saying? They're not podcast anymore.
I know. You keep saying you're leaving. Like every episode, you're done.
Maybe I won't come back after this vacation.
Okay. It's the 757th episode of the show. And as of this recording, it's currently 10:15 a.m., April 9, 2024, in Seoul, South Korea. And it's time to take a look and see what's up.
What's up?
안녕하세요.
Oh, very, very nice, Ruti. Very nice.
I like that.
Yes, that was very nice. I can't really say that. I gotta look at the phonetics to even.
안녕하세요.
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 You haven't seen any K dramas? Yeah, they say all the time.
안녕하세요.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. I should know because I took Taekwondo.
I feel like I'm just like saying 안녕하세요, and I have no idea what I just said.
안녕하세요.
And that means pleased to meet you, right?
Yeah. Hello, it's a greeting.
Like, hello.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Konnichiwa. Okay. Anyways.
Wow.
Different language.
In a previous episode, I talked about this hot video game character for this PlayStation game called Stellar Blade, right? And part of the gimmick of this game is that the character is like a robot doll, so to speak, right? And you can give it different suits, different costume, different cosplay, that kind of thing. And did I mention the girl is hot? She looks super hot, right? Mm. There is a suit that was revealed in one of the trailers, and they are calling it a skin suit.
Uh-oh.
Skin suit. Okay, basically it's barely there, almost like it's a skin suit. there are stuff that hides certain things, but skin suit. Now it's been revealed that according to the in-game description of the suit, it actually punishes players by quietly canceling out their deflective shields. So if gamers really want to see her practically naked, mm-hmm. they will have to make do with the fact that the game is going to be much harder to play. And if I was Jia Ming, I'd be like, harder? What?
No.
Hey, where was the joke, Jia Ming?
Honestly, video game. I mean, like you said, hot chicks as a video game character. I think that's number one. That's obvious. Has there ever been like a chubby chick in a video game character design?
Oh my god!
You know what I mean?
It's kind of good.
And also, number two, that sort of thing doesn't really do too much for me anymore. You know, I'm 46. You know, I realize just. There's porn on the internet, you know what I mean, with real people and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Anime? No. Hentai, like porn using animation or video games. It's not that interesting to me. You know what I mean? It's, like I said, there's porn available. You know what I mean? It's just yeah. I like people. I'm a man of the people. Is what I'm saying.
I'm just saying.
Those are my two points.
I'm just saying.
And also, I'm not much of a gamer. So it doesn't really matter.
I'm just saying. Part of the selling point for this game is that it has a hot chick. Okay,
I think that's every video. No.
This one's pretty hot. Okay, yeah. so just
oh
say.
Oh my god!
Just say.
Okay,
just
what's
say.
Going on with this hot
yes,
girl?
I mean, yes, there's
Street Fighters. Can you send a picture in the group chat?
Yeah. I thought I showed this before. The point is that the fact that she's hot has caused controversies around the internet about, like, maybe she's too hot. Like, how come people are getting horny for a video game character? And should video game characters be this hot? You know, that's been going around the internet this past 6 months, okay?
What's this girl called? Who's she from? Where's she from?
It's the name is called Stellar Blade.
Okay.
And the name of the girl is Eve. Okay. I'll go ahead and send you this image so that you can see what I am talking about. I'm debating right now whether this should be the cover image for the podcast because I don't know. Is it considered not safe for work? Maybe. Let's see.
Okay, she's beautiful, but she looks like she's 16.
I mean, that's anime, video games, is kind of the appeal.
Oh, okay, well then you need to calm yourself down, Albert.
I will also say that her body is based on an actual South Korean model. There's that. Like they mocapped her body, okay? Okay. The only thing that's fake in terms of proportions, whatever, is her face. The face is obviously anime, but the body actually is.
I don't know. Based I think on a she's kind of mid. I think I've seen hotter.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
Okay.
I think she's a little mid. Okay. Not gonna lie.
I'm just finding it amusing that part of the selling point of the game are guys that want to play this hot chick, and they're gonna want to see her mostly naked, but it's gonna punish them for that. So.
Yeah. I don't know if they're worried about the punishment. I think they like it. So,
okay, all right. I'm going to move on now. There is this article about the fact that...
I realized I was on mute this whole time.
I don't think you're missing much, Ruthie, are you?
I was like...
Were the things you wanted to say?
I was talking and like...
I thought you muted yourself on purpose.
Is she an Android one?
Yes, correct.
Why does she look like a hentai character? So
because,
I get it. Like,
because, go on. Wait, yeah, do I actually have to explain it?
I think she's kind of mid.
I mean, for video. Yeah, it's like, it's a video game too, I guess, because she looks naked because of the way and she looks like she has handcuffs on, like it's very S&M. So... Wait, is this video games for kids or rated R?
I mean, yeah, I'm sure it's rated MA for mature, yeah.
But also, like, it's 2024. Back in the 2000s, we had way worse games, I think, you know, like with
Bayonetta.
No, Bayonetta is the same thing with this character.
Well, but that's what I mean. So, like, what's the difference? Like, you know, Tomb Raider have big boobs, tiny waist.
The difference is that we're now in an era that we're supposed to be more socially aware that objectifying women is supposedly kind of bad.
It's the video game industry.
Well, that is the debate.
Yeah, it's built by boys. Exactly. Like man boys.
Clearly, yes. No, you're right, Ruthie. That is the whole point. But the point is that there has been a movement among male gamers that video games are not releasing any more hot chicks in their video games.
Well, I mean, maybe there's a less, but I don't think the video game industry is ever going to catch up to be like, yay, women should be appreciated kind of thing. Like, I think there's a small amount of degradation that goes into these video games, no matter how hard society tries to pretend that we're socially aware.
And I'm saying that I've been kind of following the storyline with the online chatter regarding this stuff, and there's a lot of people that have been complaining that there hasn't been enough hot chicks in video games lately.
You know, we get enough hot male video game characters that I think they feel left out.
That's part of it too. So they're saying like, they're being sexist. You know, they have hot male characters. What happened to our hot women characters? Blah 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 blah. I'm saying it's a controversy. Okay.
Is it though? Because like, is. After all, what is the majority of game players? It's mostly male, and you're really telling me that there's males out there that are complaining that a video character is too sexy. That's like complaining when a woman is too sexy and she's walking around and they can't help themselves.
Oh, but then it's her fault.
Exactly. Why is it always her fault? Yeah. I don't hear anybody complaining about like G.I. Joe being too hot for boys to play with, or like anybody who's in one of these video games to be too hot and too sexy. Like they might distract the female gamers. But I don't Like, calm yourself down. It's a video game.
No, it's not that. It's like the whole, I hate to say the word, the whole woke thing, okay? There are some game developers that are purposely not making their women as hot as this character because they want to be socially sensitive, that they don't want to objectify women. This is a thing that's happening.
She's not that hot.
I say, I can't believe we're continuing this conversation.
I'm sorry, pick a hotter character. You want to make the argument. I mean, like, pick a hot girl.
Yeah.
For God's sakes.
Okay. Yeah, and you were like, I've never heard you talk about a female character like this. So it's, we thought, we were expecting, like, she looked almost real. Like, she was really hot.
I know.
Even the clothes, she looks provocative. But it's like, she looks like a mannequin.
I was really expecting some like hot bombshell. Like holy, we know
Albert's type.
Anna, we just had this conversation like weeks ago regarding this same character, and you said
Well, my mind changes a lot. I think someone's hot, and the next day I don't think they're hot. So I mean, whose fault is it? Society, probably.
Oh my gosh, maybe I should just send you a video.
And then... I just don't think she's that hot. Fine. I sound like she's the hottest girl ever, and I'm like, okay, well then prove it. And then I see her, and I'm like, you're all right, you know. Like I'd hit that, but I wouldn't be like swipe, super swipe, you know.
Okay. All right. I mean, okay.
Derailed the whole conversation. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying. You know, this is kind of. I can't. This is supposed to be a short episode.
You hyped this up.
What's kind of funny is if you listen to the previous episode we did, I was on the other side. You guys were like, "Oh yeah, video games can be hot," and I was like, "Should they be?" And now I'm on this side where no, she's a hot, and then you guys saying, "Oh, she's not that hot."
No,
I mean, come on.
No. How can I win in this argument? Video games can be hot. I'm not saying no to video games.
You even gave examples about Kratos and Gears of War.
Daddy Kratos.
I feel like, Gears of War. You know, it could be, we could be, you know, a video game could be hot. A video game character could be hot. I think it's more of, like, in terms of the wokeness, it's more of, like, what you're doing with that character in the video game. Like, what?
Did we lose Ruti? We lost Ruti. Ruti, we're losing you. We're losing you.
Oh, can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Yeah,
hello.
Now we can hear you.
Okay. What was I saying? Where did you hear me? Where did you lose me?
Woke. You said woke. I heard the word.
Oh.
That yeah, word. Woke.
Okay, so like the whole thing about being woke is, yeah, a woman can still be sexy, you know, real or video game character. It's a matter of what is she being used for in the game? Like, what is her characterization? Is she just being seen as a sex bot? Is she a powerful woman? You know, because women could be powerful and be sexy above? At the same time.
I mean, that was the whole point.
So what's the problem?
What's the problem where? Which side are you talking about what the problem is?
What's the problem with how's that not woke? Because, like, the whole thing about being woke, right, is you're supposed to be able to show off a nipple and not get raped on the street, right? So, like, where's the line? Like, so I don't understand these boys that are complaining.
It's the whole male gaze thing.
Things are too sexy.
Ruthie, it's the whole male problem. Male gaze.
Is their problem?
Male gaze.
Like a personal problem.
I'm saying male like gaze.
Male problem.
Male gaze. You heard the term
so
male gaze, right?
Short answer. there's a female gaze too.
I know, but most men don't care about female gazing or whatever.
I don't see the video game industry ever getting better.
You clearly haven't seen the other examples being laid out by a lot of male gamers complaining that we don't get enough characters that look like this in video games anymore.
Zhao Ming said it right. We don't see different body types in video games.
That's not true either, though.
It's not true?
I'm saying is that there are examples that a lot of people have been giving on why this is an issue right now. Or at least a quote-unquote issue.
But what exactly is the woke males, what is their argument as to why it's inappropriate?
I'm not, the right, argument.
It's too sexy, that's it?
No, the argument, the
play
argument.
Another game.
Hold on. This episode is going way longer than I thought.
I think Albert's point got way lost in the beginning.
I know. I think because Albert, like, you hyped up.
You really did. I'm
so much that You hyped us up. This is your fault.
I was ready for uber sexy babe, and I got let down.
I was going to be on your side, Albert.
Wow. And then... wow. Well, if any of those male gamers listen to this, they'll be like,
This should have been like a Jumming and Albert.
Okay. All right. Apparently, we're going to go further in this conversation. Okay. Shockingly enough. And then I'm still going to toss in another episode after this. But point is that, like, the past couple years, there've been a conscious decision by a lot of developers to not make their women super hot. Put more clothes on them, make them look more natural looking, you know, kind of thing. Make them look normal women. They even go into and ask like consultant firms to say, hey, is this appropriate or does she look too hot? You know, that kind of thing. That has been going on in video games. I talked about this on the podcast, for God's sakes.
We never see like fat chicks in real life. So please tell us, what does normal women look like?
I'm telling you what the argument is. There's literally videos on YouTube where people go
if
like,
these girls are not starving themselves, I don't see them. I have blinders on. I can't see them.
It's just where I talked about how here's my money. They rebranded Lara Croft like 15 years ago, however long, and people were so mad because she wasn't hot enough. But you look back now and she's pretty damn hot. Lara Croft is hotter than this chick right now, okay?
And you know what? As you guys were talking about this, I wasn't listening because I was bored by this. But I had to look up the Wedding Ringer. It's actually a Kevin Hart, Josh Gad movie. I totally forgot. I remember I saw this in the theater. Yeah. It's like Josh Gad did have any friends.
Yeah.
So he had to hire Kevin Hart to the groom's
fest. We're not stopping. We're not leaving this until I make my point, okay?
Derailed this episode.
What is the point, Albert?
My point is that the three of you are denying that there's actually a controversy surrounding this character online.
Yeah, what do you mean? What do you mean, you people?
You people, exactly. You people.
You three people.
You three.
I checked out right at the beginning of this. I'm not even involved in this. I'm very bored with the whole video game industry. I couldn't give a bigger ass.
That's what I mean.
I checked out that all I heard was like, she's like really hot.
Oh,
like,
for God's sakes. For God's sakes. Okay, whether she's hot or not is irrelevant to you three, okay? It's irrelevant to me as well, as far as I'm concerned, okay? The point is that there has been a whole thing in the video game industry, in the video game chatter, in the video game pundits, the journalism and the developers, the writers and the creators have been constantly arguing about the fact that there hasn't been, that this girl might be too hot for video game. And then they're making examples that there are many other video games prior to this, especially the American ones. Oh, Westerner developers don't know how to make a hot chick. Here's an Asian developer properly making what a hot chick's supposed to look like. This has been a topic of conversation among the video game industry for the past year. You three happen to be able to avoid it. Congratulations. But I'm saying it is a thing that's happening right now.
Okay.
So you got men gamers out there going like we got to boycott those companies that are, asking these consultant firms like Sweet Baby Inc. to like, we can't play their games because they're asking
Sweet Baby Inc.
That's the name of the company. That's the name of the company.
I can't take any of this seriously. Like, one of the company's name is Sweet Baby Inc. All
right. I'm just saying. I talked about this in the podcast. Apparently, you guys weren't listening to me. Okay.
Of course not.
So the point is that there are, like I said, there are developers that are asking consultant firms to make their game more quote unquote woke, right? And by that, meaning that that their females can't look sexually objectified. Right now, male gamers want sexually objectified looking women, like the character that you pointed out. Whether you think she's hot or not, you gotta admit she's supposed to look sexually objectified. Yes, no, yes, no,
yes,
yes. Okay, good. Now that is
sweet
a controversy.
Sweet ass.
Right. Okay. Like people are already going down. Like wait till she gets to PC. We're gonna put on the mods. Right. So. This is the thing that's happening in the video game community right now. You three are lucky enough to be able to avoid it, but we can't be ignorant to say that it's not happening because it is. Okay? So yeah. This episode is way too long now, for God's sake. And that's what's effing up.
I'm sorry.
We should have took Albert's blood pressure before this episode and after this episode. She can explode.
You guys just like frustrated me. I was waiting to just talk about this. and go, ha ha ha, they're gonna punish gamers because they're making a hard.
What I don't understand is why do I get keep thrown into this? It's those two that kept mentioning it.
That is true. Yeah, you know, you're right, John Meng. I apologize to John Meng. It's Anna and Nita's fault. And to quote John Meng, women, right?
Women, chicks, man. You can't have a conversation with
God's
them.
Sakes.
You can't objectify them. Chicks, man. Chicks are crazy, man. You can't draw them with big boobies and big asses. You can't like treat them as like property. Ugh, gross. Am I right, guys? You can't listen to their opinions either. Oh, like the blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
I'm still going. This is the Stuff and Junk Show where we talk about the stuff in your junk.
Yeah. No more junk. Apparently, no more junk. We're not talking about junk anymore. Junk's out of the podcast. Get out of here. Nothing.
You're right.
No boobies. No nothing.
Mid girls only, yeah. Okay? Lesson learned.
When next time we're talking about wokeness and video games, I'll just stay out of it, Anna.
Yes! Please! I was willing to just move past it, but you keep...
I mean...
Poking the bear. You keep poking the bear.
I'm ignorant when it comes to the video game industry. Yes, you are right. Apparently. You are right.
Yeah.
That was my opinion at the beginning. That was my opinion. If I don't know something, or I don't, you know, have just let it go. Just pass. You know,
what really triggered me was you were so insistent that this can't be happening, yeah. And I'm telling you it is. That's the fire I'm telling you it is. Okay, and that's what's up. You can find this podcast on Instagram Threads and YouTube at Stuff Junk Show. You can find me, Albert, on Instagram and Threads as well.
You can find him at Albert 5x5. Call 911, somebody. That blood pressure is through the roof.
Lord. And you can find me on Instagram at RuthieGrace13 and RuthieCat.
You can find me on the social media, JIAMINTLOU.
You can find me on the social media at Anna Voltage or on my other show, Most Extreme Ranking Challenge.
Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Contact info, ways to support us, and everything else on the show notes found on whowhatworstwhy.com. Before we wrap things up, I'd like to also remind you that on the flashback episode that I'm actually still putting into this freaking episode, that some of the data, like Tyler's plugs, are obviously different. I think Jamming stayed the same. And the opening and music is different, and it was still under when Gloom and June was still called the Y-axis. I like to point that out. Okay, alright then. This was episode 757 of the Stuff and Junk Show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this podcast has been a Who What Worst Why production. And Albert, play the flashback episode now. Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show, where we talk about many different things from interesting news, social topics, to what we did and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. My name is Albert.
This is Batman.
Oh, charming. Sorry.
This is Donnie.
This is Tyler.
And this is Donnie again.
You're not Batman?
That was boring.
I'm pretty sure I'm not Batman.
Robin, calm down.
You can't be Batman. I'm Batman. I'm Batman.
For this episode, we are talking about the weird things that are left in hotel room. This is an article from The Telegraph at UK, actually. So we're just going to run down to some of the stuff they left, and we'll comment about them. Okay.
I was born by the comments, mounted by it.
Bane, is that you? How do you show up in your face?
I have no idea.
What's this podcast about again? I'm kind of
lost.
It's
about weird items left in hotel rooms. Left by Bane and Batman. I don't know.
Okay. I was born in a hotel.
Okay.
That was so Tyler's favorite movie, by the way.
For this bed and breakfast, for the last 8 years, they found the craziest thing, which was an old battered notebook with "Why I Love Salad" written on the front.
I think we know why they love salad.
And then dozens of pages on why salad was amazing. It may be an honor trying to, like, I don't know, be some kind of funny salad book. I don't know. What do you think?
It's really, really, like, very proud vegetarian or vegan.
You think they took that salad book and just tossed it around the room?
I was waiting for the joke. Yeah. I was waiting for that joke.
I'm not following up on that.
Did they say anything about that?
No, there was no joke. They were just weird. They were guessing it was maybe some kind of otter who, you know, not otter, but whatever.
Eyeball.
Moving on.
How did I not think of that joke?
Yeah, well, how could you not think of that joke?
Seriously. I have no idea.
Apparently, you're pretty innocent.
No, I'm not. That's the sad part.
All right, here's another one. There was this one guy who stayed at least one night every week, and he always requested the same room. They thought that he was doing drugs or whatever, so they started to search the room, and what did they find? Want to guess?
Drugs.
Tyler?
Kitten.
Donnie?
A kitten?
I don't know.
All right.
Living creature.
I got nothing.
Hey, I have a question. Hey, Bane, what do you think about his room?
About what?
You gotta ask him in the Batman voice.
Hey, Bane, what do you think they found in his room?
I think they found not freedom.
Freedom. It's the opposite of not freedom because they found a blow-up doll under the mattresses.
Well, I mean.
All right, right.
It's
on.
A normal Tuesday night.
So here's the thing, though. What do you think they did?
They gave him a salad book.
Okay, never mind. You know what? I rescind that question because bad things gonna come up from this question. Anyways, they threw it away, and the guy only came back once. You know, they kind of felt bad and they said like maybe that was a bad business decision. Because hey, he was a regular customer that showed up every time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, it's his property.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, not only that, but it wasn't hurting anybody.
Yeah.
They left it behind. Wow. Though. They left
the blow
behind. They left it behind.
Yeah.
There was one where, okay, here's one. This is a really quick one.
They tossed away?
No. Next item. They were cats. Cats everywhere. And a $100 tip with a note that said, thanks for taking care of these guys. Be back in a week. She never came back. Who would leave a bunch of cats in a hotel room? Seriously.
That lady.
I hate cats, so I probably would.
They're horrible.
Yeah. So but my guess is there's a side story to that. There has to be a side story to that. It wouldn't just happen.
Jaming, no salad comment.
I'm working on it. It's in my head right now. I can't figure it out though. Toss salad.
What do you think about Batman? Cats. You have some relationship with cats.
I hate cats, except for Catwoman.
I just took back and toss salad. I made Catwoman cry once.
All right,
we move on.
Next item. Also an animal. They found ducklings.
Oh, I could have made a really bad Bane joke, but I didn't. I'm glad I didn't.
No, I want to hear that.
No, it's way too vulgar now.
Okay. They found ducklings in a bathroom.
Oh, wow.
You know, I don't... the best reply...
That's just adorable. That's not weird. That's just adorable.
Yeah, but ducklings, really?
Yeah.
Cats are one thing, but ducklings is even more bizarre. Who would leave ducklings?
No, I think it's just adorable. If I were like a maid or whatever, or like an office, or like a hotel... concierge, which we don't have at a day's end, and I saw a duckling. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And I'll just take it home.
All right, no comment from Donnie.
It's ducklings. What more could you say?
I'm just ducklings.
I'm just waiting for more salad comments from John.
Salad comments.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I mean, duck salad would be delicious.
I give you permission to like salad. I give you permission to insert more salad jokes throughout the episode if you can come up with more.
I guess that's the theme here.
Toss salad. You see, kids, toss salad means
no. Not a. It's a very PG-13 episode, oh, right as far on. As I'm concerned.
You could edit that out, right?
Edit what out?
I think you should edit out.
I think you edit this whole thing out. You should edit this whole thing out. Very inappropriate.
It did start with.
You can't edit me out.
What was that, Bane? I'm sorry, Bane. What was that? You had a comment?
Well, there was a... Okay, whatever. Anyways,
thank you.
Okay, I don't know how Bane is going to break salad.
Yeah. Yeah. Break
I
in
can
half.
Break bread.
He broke me. He broke me for a while. Then I meditated. I feel better now.
All right, hold on. The next item are, speaking of Bane and Batman, dead bodies. You know, apparently that happens more often than you think. Makes sense.
Was it left there? Or did people actually just die in the hotel?
No. This picture has a picture of a person, a dead body in a bathtub.
That's nothing I'm glad I'm not looking at right now.
No, right now.
Do all of these story articles, do they have
pictures?
Pictures?
They have pictures, but not necessarily related to the article. Just like, you know, it's just a picture.
Okay.
You know, this one, check. I think this one might be, on the table, they found a brown bag with over $20,000 in cash.
Why are you sounding like Bane now?
Really?
I thought like Bane? I thought that was this bit.
What the f***? What do you mean? What was that? That's an Indian all of a sudden?
If you found $20,000 cash, do you go to the hotel manager and go, oh, I found $15,000 in cash?
I mean,
it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Or I found $10,000 in cash. Because either way, it's a high number. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they come back and they have like pictures of all the money and whatnot. Mm. I don't know.
It's like, I don't know. I only saw $10,000.
Bane would just take the whole thing.
I just take it. I just go back to my home in prison.
Take it back to the darkness.
Yeah. Go into the darkness that molded me.
All right, the next one is kind of weird. It's a goat dressed like Abraham Lincoln. Goat dressed like Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, at least it has a good cause, you know. It got its priorities.
This one kind of had a picture.
It's amazing. That is a goat. That looks like Abraham Lincoln.
That's just right badass.
That is a goat.
Maybe it was Lincoln's goat.
Mm. Well, there seems to be a lot of animals in this thing. Go figure, right?
Yeah.
Bane, you got any questions about animals and goats?
That goat's a badass. I wouldn't with him. It beat my ass.
This is a cool one. I'll just read it verbatim here. I was working at a luxury hotel, and we had a fairly big-name band staying with us. Doesn't say what the band is. There was no noise complaints, and they seemed to be perfect tenants. When they left and we went to clean the room, every single piece of furniture was nailed to the ceiling in roughly the same configuration that it had been on the floor.
Green Day.
Green Day? Were they known to do that, really?
I don't know.
That's your thing.
Just something bizarre.
This one actually has a picture too. See?
That's cool.
How do you keep like the lamps and the pictures? I guess.
How about the mattress?
The mattress. Yeah. A good point.
Wait. Oh my god.
The pillows. The pillows on the mattress. How do you what, Velcro or not Velcro? What, duct tape underneath it or something? I don't know.
Super glue.
Super glue. Man. Well, I guess if they're a big name band, they can just pay for whatever damages that cost. Go figure. Here's another one, read it verbatim. I worked hotel security years ago. I was working third shift during a convention one night when I got on one of the elevators while doing a routine check of the building. The door of the elevator opened up, and in the middle of the floor was a pizza box. But in the pizza box were two huge human turds studded with dozens of toothpicks.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Again.
Was that you, Bane? Was that you? You bastard. You criminal mastermind.
That's just a normal Thursday night in the League of Shadows.
Really? That's a regular day in the League of Shadows? Like, no wonder you're pissed off.
The newbie has to eat it.
All right.
Well, at least it left it in a box, so, you know, easy to kind of clean up.
And toothpicks, too. Toothpicks, yeah.
Well, you know, they have, like, security cameras in, you know, elevators. You can figure out who did it.
That's true. Yeah, that is true. Well, there's no follow-up story to that part of the story, yeah. Let's see. We had this guy stay for a full week without letting housekeeping into his room. Each day, we brought him new towels and new trash bags, and he would meet us at the door to take them. When he left, we were terrified of what we would find. But the room was spotless. He had not touched a thing, and had even gone behind himself to clean with bleach. Well, that's not good. All the towels we brought him were folded up neatly, apparently unused. Even the bed was how he had left it. Super weird. I don't know. I'm a pretty neat guy in the hotel room. I leave things almost as is.
Yeah, I mean, I do too, but bleach?
Probably had OCD or something.
Oh, yeah. OCD sounds more like a believable reasoning than maybe there he killed somebody and had to bleach the whole thing.
You know how I figured it out? Because I'm Batman. I'm the ultimate detective. Thank you very much. Was it you, mate?
I drank bleach once. Don't do it again. It didn't make me stronger.
That's why you have the mask, Bane. That's why you have the mask. All right, see this one where they found a hotel room with the floor covered and the floor in the bathroom and the mirrors covered with mayonnaise.
Ew.
And this is in Australia, too. This isn't in America.
White people.
Wow. Yeah, but it's in Australia. I didn't know Australia has this fascinating with mayonnaise. Oh, it's probably like a tourist from America.
I mean.
Because Americans like mayonnaise, right?
Yeah. You go out there, you get bit by a couple bugs. You don't know what you're doing. Everything out there will just kill you.
Mayonnaise. I'm trying to imagine it right now.
Gross.
Just being so bored, like, you know what? You know what that mirror's missing?
Mayonnaise.
Mm. Oh, salad. You mean salad.
Tossed right? Salad.
Tossed salad. Some mayonnaise.
I'm trying to set you up.
Wait, can we go back? Tossed salad.
All right. Next one is really quick. My friend said he found a crack pipe in the coffee maker.
Oh, right.
On. Okay.
Sounds a like crack movie. Pipe in the coffee maker?
I don't see how that's weird.
I mean, he was hiding it, obviously.
In Albert's world, that's a normal Thursday night. I
mean, he was high and forgot it. That's all it means.
Oh, well. Do you guys ever find anything weird in hotel rooms? I know you normally they're supposed to be spotless.
I have found a weird thing in an old apartment, but not in a hotel room.
Oh, yeah? What would that be?
What'd you find?
That's a long story.
No, go ahead. Okay. You want to hear it?
Okay. So, I...
doing a Bane voice.
Hear me, I'm held in
that the is
Bane.
Not Bane.
Totally Bane.
That is not Bane.
He survived the crucible. Now he's like 90 years old. Yeah. 9-year-old Bane.
Come on, let me pinch your cheek. No,
What?
Wait, what happened?
Old Bane. Anyway.
Old Bane.
I'll break your cheek off. What are we talking about? Oh, yeah, no, the apartment. So, I had an old roommate, and we moved in. I got the master bedroom. And we were going through it, like, you know, doing the whole check for all the damages and whatnot. You give it to the apartment people. And I was in the master bedroom, had my own bathroom, and along my closet, which is right next to the bathroom, there was like this little hump, but it had paint over it. It was like this little hump over it. And we just kind of looked at it and go, I don't know what that is. Oh, it's probably a pipe. It has to be a pipe. It's just a water pipe or something. Something that goes into there. So we never thought about anything at all for it. And then when we moved out a year later, I put a bunch of collectibles and stuff back there and kind of just threw everything towards the back. And so I put my hand up there and I grab it off and I actually rip it off. It had a little bit of paint over it. And I rip it off and... it was a casing, and out rolls a dildo.
Oh, lovely!
And
I was thinking sex, but
yeah,
yeah.
And we had no. So basically, we were just like, "What the hell?" And I go, "Dude, remember that thing?" And I brought the case in there, and he goes, "You know what that like pipe that we thought it was?" He goes, "Like, yeah." I go, "It's not a pipe. Go look, and it's on the floor." We laughed at him. So what we did was after we got everything out of the apartment, we just left it in the dishwasher just for them to find as we left it.
Yeah.
We were like, we got to do something with this thing. Obviously, it was left up, but we should leave it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I just want to imagine the people, like, just two guys, and then, like...
Add value to the house? What's it doing here?
Yeah, I know. Just like, when they're doing the check and stuff like that, they just open up the dishwasher and just, oh... hello, and it's like right there, like standing, like we just left it in the silverware storage thing, and that's
interesting. Maybe I didn't need to hear that story.
Yeah, probably not.
All right, just to run on a few other things that they found weird. Let's see, you got a Harry Potter wand, yeah, probably from a theme park, I guess. There was a pantomime horse costume.
What?
A pantomime horse costume. Here's a picture. Yeah.
All right. That's weird.
Let's see. You got a pet python named Monty. How do you know the name of the python?
It was tattooed on the body.
four Power Ranger outfits.
Okay. Well, that's just unfortunate. That's not like weird. That's just unfortunate. People are missing
orgy
their
ever.
It seems
power,
like it seems like
their
a
Power
weird,
Ranger costumes.
But it seems like weird that they would just leave four of them.
That's just makes
we
me
just
sad.
Missed the saddest.
Why would you leave them?
We just missed the saddest orgy ever.
Oh, yeah. Saddest orgy
they
ever.
Just lost like the biggest like.
Or it was really happy. That's why they don't have their costumes on.
Or that just made them like really uncool.
Maybe they combine into one person.
That's just douchey.
So the extra costumes.
So it's missing the Megazord. Is that
exactly,
what you're saying?
That's exactly right.
How dare you abandon your Power Ranger costume, fan?
This one has breast implants.
Somebody Maybe they're tossed around.
Somebody found breast implants. Oh, yeesh. You got a $10,000 pound engagement ring. That's unfortunate.
Jesus.
Let's see. Speaking of rich, the keys to a Bugatti.
What?
Wow. They're that rich, they can just leave their keys to a Bugatti.
That's probably just tips. Probably a celebrity.
Probably. Or it's a fake key for a Bugatti. I don't know.
You probably got kidnapped.
You got... Oh, well, that's one thing.
Oh, it's stolen.
Yeah, Let's see, a set of Olympics tickets.
What?
Olympics tickets. You know the sports, Olympics, the
event. We had to go back home in an emergency. And they were like, well, I'm not using the ticket, obviously.
Oh, yeah, it's like a tip, like a really good tip, like you were saying with the Bugatti.
Oh, that's what I said. Well, not him.
Well, he is Batman, Bane.
Yeah. Respect Batman.
I said it.
Respect Batman.
It hurt, but I said it.
Last on the list
is... Oh, the Dark Knight Rises one? It hurt. He cried. I hate that movie. Anyway.
And the last on this list is a set of diamond-encrusted dentures. Dentures.
Oh, they found mine? That's where I left them.
It was probably some rapper, right? Yeah.
I would imagine so.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Into the mic.
Snoop right. Dogg.
So dentures would be grills then.
Yes. Oop.
Is that like what the kids are calling it nowadays? That's what
the kids are calling.
Yeah.
That's why I hear on the streets.
What's he going to say now?
Boobies.
But I should mention that we're currently recording this in a hotel room. So I thought it would be appropriate to talk about this topic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're trying to decide what we're going to leave behind.
Exactly. Exactly. So whoever's going to clean our room in the morning.
Congratulations. A blow up doll dressed up as a Lincoln with ducklings inside of it. and a dead body.
A pizza box.
And yeah. Holding a pizza box full of human shit.
Yes, and a helmet for a Power Ranger, right?
No. I'm taking my Power Ranger costume with me. What the hell are you talking about?
All right. And on that note, thanks for listening. My name is Albert Patrick, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Albert5x5.
Hey now, it's Shami.
Or Batman.
I'm Bane.
No, this is Tyler, and you can find me on the Grand Geek Gathering Network mini shows. I have The Gathering, The Spot, GGG Spot. We have XBG, and we also have Indie Comics and other shows.
And where
would
we find the Grand Geek Gathering?
At the Grand Geek Gathering or .podbean.com, or also on Albert's site as well.
Yes.
And Donnie? This is just Donnie.
Yay, Donnie.
Donnie did a great job.
Oh, thank you. Of course. I appreciate that.
Especially coming from Bane, right?
Especially from Bane.
You did a good job. How would you like? I would like to join the League of Shadows and take over Gotham City.
I'm sorry, Albert and Jami. I have no idea what Bane's saying this whole entire time.
Doesn't matter. Anyways, you can send comments to whatwearswhy@gmail.com via social media or through the website. Rate and subscribe to our shows on iTunes. Check out our merchandise store and further support us via Patreon. Music has been provided by the Y Axis. Find them at theyaxis.bandcamp.com. Well, thanks, guys, for... Bane and Batman.
Yeah. Anytime. Good training.
Until next time, this has been the Stuff and Junk Show, which is part of the WhoWhatWhereWhy.com network.